Let me highlight here also a young man that we're thrilled to have, Reverend Mike Sanders and Reverend Emily Sanders back here at Hope Chapel. Many of you are aware of Mike's ministry here. I know I certainly am, and we have experienced profound benefits because of the Sanders ministry here at Hope Chapel. I remember when I came here to Hope Chapel, he was just a young man, just really part of the volunteer, we call them team members with our youth, student ministries. When he going off to Life Pacific College and gaining his bachelor's in theology. It was interesting because I realized that's a man of substance, and would you mind, Mike, taking my daughter Emily to Bible college with you? How many know that was an arranged marriage? Naturally, knowing they'd hit it off well, and so three children later, glory to God, and a happy, happy marriage. Yeah, go ahead. Reverend Mike Sanders has served this church not only from areas of setting up in our courtyard and being a part of just a team membership with just launching so many great things. I remember in 05, 06, he had up something that we called Saturday Night Live. We did Saturday night services. So many of you may not be aware of that, how excellent that was. Upon their marriage in 06, I believe, they ended up launching our college ministry, now taken over by the Mansours, but college ministry, and then developing what was at one time our life groups called mini church. And they had a mini church that just blew out the doors of their rented home of the Mitchells. And the Mitchells had to move away, and we were glad. It was just things grew and blossomed. It was fantastic. Mike was my first missions director, whatever time he had, to help institute so much of the changes that have launched many people going into the mission field. Mike has been strategic in helping. Probably the most beneficial is a program that we now continue to operate called Operation Solid Lives. It was about in 09, I believe, probably 08, that Mike says, "Hey, Pastor Paul, I think we need a discipleship program, and let me go," after his long days here at Hope Chapel, traveled to The Rock in Anaheim and went through their program. We became a partnering church with The Rock of Anaheim for OSL, Operation Solid Lives. And at that time, then I said, "Ainsley, why don't you, my wife, go and just be a part of that too?" And they both took levels one, levels two. At that time, level one was called boot camp. So it was all military, I mean, camouflage stuff. I had my Duck Dynasty gear going on. Those were glorious days. So I just want to let you know, Pastor Mike, this is some great things that happened. Even last Sunday, we had graduates of level two and level five, and some of them are here. And some of you have audited that class and participated. If you graduated, participated, would you stand and show Pastor Mike that this classes and programs continue? Look at that. Look at that. Fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Two individuals, Mike and Emily, I want to just highlight, because this is a rarity. We only have two people have gone through levels one, level two, level three, level four, and level five, and they happen to be right here. James Roski and Maggie Holland, would you stand? These two have gone through all five levels. Judy, level five, too? Judy, too. All level fives? Come on, stand up. Judy, stand. Pam, stand. Brooke, stand. Really? Thank you. Great job. Excellent. Anybody else? Level fives? All right. Fantastic. You may be seated. Maybe because you graduated level five, that's all my memory blanks. Way to go, everybody. Well, those are fantastic. And so we're going to have to create levels six, seven, and eight to challenge everybody. But I do want to let you know, thank you, so many of you. We have 15, I believe, signed up for level one beginning this evening. And that's going to be fantastic. The journey begins. Well, let's get to our wonderful speaker. And I think what's so beneficial for all of us is we get a chance, once again, to welcome back Reverend Michael Sanders. Michael and Emily have accepted my invitation with the unanimous acceptance and approval of having their license appointment back here at Hope Chapel. So this is a big deal for our church. Big deal. Big deal. So Michael, would you put your hands together and keep that applause going? Michael, come on up here.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Paul. I appreciate that introduction. It makes me feel nostalgic thinking about all the incredible moments that I have experienced in my life right here on the stage and in this church. And so thank you, Pastor Paul, for the invitation and just the ability to come and the privilege to be able to share with you this morning. I'm excited because I think God wants to share something with us this morning, and it's something that he's spoken to me. And so this morning I'm sharing from my heart and my experiences throughout the last probably season of a year and a half, 2 years, just what God's been showing me and helping me through. So with that, let's get into the message this morning. Thank you again, Pastor Paul. I really appreciate this morning to be able to be here with you guys. And if you could get out your Bibles with me, and if you have a bulletin, you'll notice that the title of the message today is Hoping for Breakthrough. Hoping for Breakthrough. And I wanted to share that the Jude 1 verse for Hope Chapel this year, the emphasis, the theme of making a difference, the verse says, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and making a difference in people's lives that are in need of help or that are in need of struggling. It's the point of the year is that we would all take a point to make sure that we are making a difference in the people around us, that God has placed there and where we work and where we go to school and all these different things, that we have the chance to make a difference in people's lives. And this morning, I just simply want to share with you that I hope to make a difference in your life. As I share from God's word to you, I hope that I can make a difference in your life this morning. And I hope that God would do that. I pray that God would do that this morning. And so I wanted to share with you about breakthrough. That we're hoping for a breakthrough in a lot of areas in our life. And we face trials, we face struggles, we face resistance. Is this true of life? That we are going through many things that we need God to intervene and to break through for us in our lives. And so this morning, I hope to make a difference in that area when we're looking for things to make sense, for God to help us and to come through for us. And there's times where only God's intervention will do, isn't that right? It's like only God, only you can do something about this situation that I'm in, and I'm looking for a breakthrough. And so as I share this morning, I want you to know that I'm sharing from a place personally. Whenever I have preached, wherever I've shared, I've always been concerned that no one mistakes that somehow, oh, that guy's got it all together. He's just perfect and he's good. And I just want you to know that's not true. I'm just like you, in fact. And I want that to be clear, because otherwise there's this disconnect and you have nothing to connect with. And so I always want to speak from a place of personally, just from what I have wrestled with, what I've gone through, so hopefully it can connect with you. We have a God who comes through in our lives in the moments that we need him the most. And so that's what I wanted to share this morning, is that I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to myself. And I wanted to ask you, what are you needing breakthrough for this morning? If we could just kind of zone in, and we're going to pray. But before this morning, what are the areas that you're facing? What are the trials? What's that one thing? Maybe it could be many things, but is there one big thing? Is there something small? Do you need healing? Is it your job? Is it provision? Is it finances? Is it healing in your body? Is it a relationship issue? What is the thing or the things that you are needing breakthrough in life this morning? If we could just focus on those things, and if God could zero us in on those issues, then let's think about those things while God speaks to us through his word this morning. Amen? Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you this morning that you will help us in all of these areas that are represented in our lives, that are challenging to us, that are hard for us, they're difficult, But Lord, we're trusting this morning that we would be encouraged through your word that you desire breakthrough for us in these areas and that you are faithful to come through for us. And so, God, we pray that this morning that we want to hear you today through your word. And Holy Spirit, we invite you into these areas that you would be the teacher, that you would be the one that speaks to us to help us in these times of need in these areas in our lives that we are needing you to come through for us. So we bless you, we bless your word, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you open up to 2 Corinthians 3:18? We have ushers. If you need a Bible, you could raise your hand and they could get you one. Or if you need a bulletin, we have the notes there for you as well. We have the verse up on the screens for you. But 2 Corinthians 3:18 is where we're going to start. And the message this morning is simply titled, Hoping for Breakthrough. And sometimes when you're thinking about those things in your life that you need breakthrough for, sometimes one of the only things that we can do is to just hope for it. God, I'm hoping that you will come through, that this breakthrough moment's going to happen in this area of my life, and so I'm hoping for it. And when we're hoping for breakthrough, this is what the question I basically want to ask this morning as we share is, what do we do while we're hoping and waiting for God to come through? What do you do when you're waiting for breakthrough to come? What do you do when you're hoping for this situation to end? And so 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this. It says, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. And for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The first point is this, is that while you're hoping for breakthrough, you just need to work through it. You just need to work your way through the challenge, the struggle, the resistance, the pain, the waiting. You got to work through it. You got to push past it because that's what God's word helps us understand. Is that 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says that you and I are going from glory to glory. And in this verse, just to help us understand it, it says, and we all, we have unveiled faces. We are beholding the glory of the Lord. We are being transformed into the same image of Jesus from one glory, one degree of glory to another. Another translation says, an ever-increasing glory. We are going from one place to the next, and that's what God's doing in your and my life. And Moses, he went up on the mountain, and he saw the glory of the Lord. Is that right? And it says when he came down, he put a veil over his face so that the people weren't freaked out because his face was just shining and glowing from seeing the glory of God. And what happens is Paul is telling us that we have the unveiled face and we're beholding the glory of the Lord now when we read the word of God. When we get into see the glory of God through his word, we begin to reflect that same glory back to other people. And so we have a chance of knowing this, that God is transforming our lives and he's taking us one step higher and one step higher and one step higher to the point where we're like him. We reflect his glory, the glory of God in our lives. And so why I share this is I find it helpful to know where God says he is taking me even when I don't feel like it. Right, if you're hoping for the breakthrough moment, I guess I got to get to this place, God, and when am I going to get there and how are you going to get me there and when is this going to happen? When we're working, when we're hoping through breakthrough, we need to work through it. And this verse helps me know while I'm working through the issues and waiting that God's already at work. It's helpful to know where I am in God's eyes and what he says he's doing on the inside of me while I'm working through it, that he's taking you to the next step. He's increasing, ever increasing. There's an ever increasing glory that's going on the inside of you by faith. So it's helpful to know where God says I am. Well, you were there, Mike, but now you're here and you're going to continue to go here and here and here, up There's an upward call of God on our lives through Christ Jesus, and he's getting us there. And so you may not feel like you've gotten to the breakthrough moment, but what you need to know is that God says you're going from glory to glory. Amen? Amen. Amen. See, we're moving up in the Spirit, and God's always moving us one step closer to being like him in every way. And so while we're looking for breakthrough, God is working right now, and that's our confidence that he's going to keep working through where we are, because sometimes it's rough, isn't it? Isn't it true? You know, the verse that I find very comforting is that Jesus said, in this life you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. And so it takes the reality that life is hard. It's rough. Jesus told us it would be, that there's tribulation, there's trials, but he said, be of good cheer because I've overcome all those things. So in Christ, we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We have been invited into his victory. And so when you see this, we understand that right now, by God's Spirit, that we are working through all of these rough things, these hard things, because we can be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. So I think it's very fitting that when we talk about breakthrough, that the very last part of the word breakthrough is the word rough, right? We're breaking through the roughness of life. Isn't that, I kind of think that that's what breakthrough is. It's just a continual working through the hard, the roughness of life, the trials that you and I face. So we're constantly looking for breakthrough, going through, making it through the hard things of life. But, you know, how good is it when God comes through? How awesome is it? Isn't that true that when we experience the breakthrough moments and we get to celebrate the victory of God coming through? It's incredible. See, when he comes through, only the way he can, we get to enjoy those moments of breakthrough, especially when we've hoped for, we've longed for, we looked for, we've waited for these moments, and then God finally comes through. So while you and I are working through, hoping for the breakthrough moment, here's a way I think that God wants us to work through this process. And really, it's pretty simple. It's with others. That life is hard and there's trials and there's things that come up against us. But the way that God wants us to work through the hard, the rough, is to work through it with other people around us. So we have to find people around us that are going to support us through the resistance, right? The trials, the pushback on life, the disappointment, the struggling. When there's all these things coming at us, how do we make it through that? Well, with other people around us. Who do you have in your life that will support you through the challenges and the areas that you're facing right now? Who do you have that will put courage back into your life when you are discouraged, that will believe in you, that will help push you, that will support you through the trials that you're experiencing, the disappointments when you feel let down? Who's there around you that will pick you back up again and keep you going, right? See, we're talking about breakthrough in the roughness, but who do you have around you in your life right now that's supporting you through it all? I know that I have had many people surrounding me in my life, many of you here today, that are supporting me as I have experienced the hard things in life, the resistance, the pushback. It's like, I can't get past this thing, or God, I'm waiting for this, I'm longing for this. And who has been around me to support me to see breakthrough in my life? And many of you in this room, one of them is my wife. And I could say out of anyone, my wife, my best friend, has been just probably about the biggest support I've ever had in my life. And she's believed in me when I don't believe in myself. She has helped me just continue to move on. And so you need a best friend. You need someone like that to help you believe and to push through the things, the challenges that you experience in life. And the way that I feel like I kind of understood this season of my life is from something I actually have taken an interest in recently, and that is understanding the stock market. And so I've taken interest in learning the price action and the stocks and trading. And so what I like about that is that there is a term that's called support and resistance. And there's a term called what's called price action. And we know this because price goes up and down, right? This goes up and goes down. But usually there's this this agreed upon value of a product, right? When we think about coffee, what's about the average price that we're going to pay for a cup of coffee? $5 maybe, right? So we agree upon, that's right, the Starbucks, like $5 a cup. But when I think about price action, it helps me understand an illustration I think will help us understand breakthrough. Because when you see price action, price people buy, they sell, they buy, they sell, they buy, they sell, and you get to this point where this point right here is just about where everyone agrees that that's about as much as I'm going to pay for this product. That's about as much as I'm going to pay for this company or whatever it is. That's about as far as it's going to go, right? And so what happens is in order for any product or company or something to get past a point of resistance, you've got to have some kind of good news. You got to have some kind of catalyst. You have to have good reports of finances, like, hey, this company's doing well. And what happens is it takes it past this point where there's a resistance, and it takes you through that resistance. And now what happens is because you had good reports, you had good news, you had something that's like, hey, I'm going to increase the value. Now what happens is you break through this area that was stopping, that was a resistance, because now it's more valuable. And like anything, what goes up must come down. So usually life, you get through something, right? But then you come back down. But what happens when you get to that place that you broke through? This previous place of resistance now becomes support. Support and resistance. And now that you've made it through this place where there was so much resistance in your life, now you have support to go even higher. And so think about this in terms of our lives, that we are hitting these areas of resistance in life and we can't get past this, and I don't know when God's going to come through for my life. And what is this good news? What is this catalyst in our lives that's going to help us break through these areas? You know what it is? It's you and I. It's the good news, the good reports of someone coming around you, my wife or other people saying, Mike, you've got this. You can do this. I believe in you. Even if you don't believe in yourself, I can see the goodness in you. I can see the promise in you. I can see the potential in you. So suddenly you break through that area that was stopping you and you rise above. And when you come down, because life brings us back down, guess what? You're not going to come past this point because now you're standing on a place of support. See, the things that God has in your life that he wants you to break you through, what I love about this is that the one time the area that was so resistant now becomes a place of resort, of support. You begin to stand on the very thing that was holding you back. Doesn't this sound like God taking us from glory to glory? Is you get past it, but then you move forward, and then you get past this place of resistance, and you just keep moving up and up. And I think that that's what God wants to do in our life. And the way he's going to do it is he's going to use you to help someone else get past these areas of resistance in their lives. And I think that that's the way that God designed it, is he put this church, his body of people together, so that when you come in here and you who are weak, you have someone in here who's strong. Is this true? That there's strong people here who are strong. They're built up in their faith. But guess what? There's also some here who are weak in their faith, who need the good news to help them get past and to break through in life. So sometimes our breakthrough is just sitting right around us right now. And that God's comprised the body, the church, in such a way that we help each other experience the breakthroughs in our life that we need. If we would just open up to another, and that, as my wife, the good therapist, would say, her input was, you know, for us to be able to work together through life to see breakthrough, we have to be vulnerable. So when you get into your life group and you sit with each other, like, how open are you truly sharing about your life in the areas that you need breakthrough? Because you can't experience breakthrough, you can't have someone else support you and help you through the areas that you're finding resistance unless you let them know, I'm really struggling with this. I'm challenged by this. Would you pray for me? Would you help me through? Because then now we have someone who can encourage and build us up past these places that are stopping us in life. And that's how God wants to do it. He wants to use you to encourage someone on past the areas that they need breakthrough. Hebrews 10:24 says this, and let us consider how to stir one another up towards love and good works. Who are you helping stir up towards love and good works? Who are you around right now that can be encouraged by your support? There's many people, like I shared, that have supported me and helped me, and I won't name names, but I just know that there's many who are here who have made a difference in my life. And I know that Pastor Paul has shared this, that so many of you have made such the impact on him and Ainsley's life, and it's truly the same for me, that I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for so many of you here that have gotten me to this place in my life. And so I want to thank you for that. So the second thing that I want to share with you is that we need to wait through it. You know, you're hoping for a breakthrough, and we're working through it. We're working through the roughness of life, and we're using other people around us to help us see the breakthroughs come pass in our lives. But we also need to wait through it. And Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And what's awesome about that verse is it just helps us know that there's just a season for every matter that happens in our life. It makes me think about Psalms 139. It says, God knows all of your days before there was one of them. You put your whole life together, and in your life, or seasons that God knew that they were going to be difficult and that they were going to be hard and that they're going to be just moments where you're needing breakthrough. And then he said there's going to be moments where after that season of longing and waiting and hoping, you're going to have this incredible season of enjoying the results of that breakthrough. And see, he knew all of the things that you and I face and all of you challenge. And so we just have to embrace the realities that there's a season for every part of our life. And one of them is you and I hoping and longing for areas in our life to break through. These moments that we're hoping and looking for in our life. I like how Pastor Paul has been sharing on a series through Genesis. And it's been about Abraham and learning from his life and his journey and how God's worked through his life. And it's about how he has made a difference in all of our lives, right? He's a prerequisite for us to understand how can we make a difference? Well, one of the biggest ways that he's made a difference is he had faith in God. He trusted God when it was just wild that, you know, God's given this promise that you're going to have a son, and he believed him and it credited to him as righteousness. And so he's now our father of faith, our example of how he just took God at his word. So now we have this understanding that we can come and we can trust God at that same level of faith. So Abraham has this incredible example for us to make a difference. His trust, he allowed God to speak to him and he followed through. But what I like about his life when it's talking about breakthrough is he had to wait a really, really long time to see the breakthrough. And it gives us the perspective that I think that God really has a lot to say to us through the waiting. And that waiting is part of the process of breakthrough in your life. And we have to wrestle through that. We have to like Abraham, I think it was about 25 years of waiting. How many of you guys have been waiting 25 years for something? You know, maybe we have a couple of years and we start to freak out because our culture hasn't helped us out where we want everything now. Like, we'll complain if we wait more than 5 minutes in a fast food, you know, drive-through. And we'll want our food for free. Excuse me, I waited more than 5 minutes. Can I have a free coupon for this? Yeah. It hasn't helped us, our culture of understanding, I think, one of the things that God uses in our life to build our faith and uses when we're waiting for a breakthrough to come. God is doing so much in you that if you rush past it, you're not going to understand this moment of breakthrough when it finally comes, what he was doing in you the whole time. Because we're so rushed, we want things now. And God says, no, you're going to just wait through this one. And I think that we just have to wait through it. We have to wait through it. Some of you have been waiting for God to come through for something. And I feel like God's word to you this morning is that the waiting is part of the breakthrough. And so if you could receive that, if that's for you, that you can just help kind of put some peace back into your heart where you're, God, I need the breakthrough now. God's saying to some of us, no, the waiting's part of the breakthrough. So if it could just kind of wash over your heart to say that this right now, the place that you're in is part of the breakthrough in your life, it would help us come back to a place of peace and not be so upset. See, it may not feel like the wait makes sense or it serves any purpose in your life, but in God's wisdom, his timing is always perfect. His timing is always perfect in our life. The verse that encouraged me yesterday in the Bible app was this, Psalms 27:14. It's a great one. The YouVersion Bible app verse of the day confirms the message you're going to speak for tomorrow, right? It says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. It's just life sometimes just made up of waiting and waiting and waiting. And what is God doing while we're waiting? He is building our faith. He is doing something on the inside of you. The one thing I feel like I'm learning more and more in life is the timing of God. The timing of God. And I've wanted to rush so many things in so many cases and you just want this instant gratification. But often it seems as if God's more interested in us waiting and not wanting us to just, and wanting us to wait so that he can build character and perseverance inside of us. You know, he just doesn't want to just give us something that we want just like that. He wants to build more than just us getting whatever we want right now when we want it. You know, so maybe someone just needs to hear that this morning, that you may think what you need is right now, but God's saying, no, that's actually for another time. And these are things I just felt like that God wanted me to share, that I felt like that his presence was behind, because I think it might help someone here today. That if you can receive that, what you think is right now is for another time. And it may not be for everyone, but maybe someone here just needs to hear that so that you can know. God says, I know you want that, but it's not now. It's for another time, and we can have peace about that area of our life. Another thing is it has to be the right time, and it has to be when we're ready. Right, the waiting, hoping for the breakthrough. We're waiting, and when we're ready, and it's the right time. You know, Galatians 4:4 says that God sent Jesus at the exact right time in the history of the world. So when he created everything, and you knew from everything from beginning to end, when Jesus came, Galatians 4:4 says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son. So why I share this verse is because it helps us understand this. If God could time perfectly when he came to intervene in the history of humanity to save us, well, he can time perfectly your breakthrough. You see what I'm saying? See, we think that God's got it all wrong. Say, God, you know, the breakthrough is now. And God says, I know how to perfectly time everything in your life if you would just wait on me. And waiting is so hard. It's so rough, right? We're talking about the roughness of breakthrough. Waiting is one of the hardest things I think that God has really asked us to do, because we don't understand his timing. We don't understand why he waits, or why it takes so long for this thing to happen, for this healing to take place, or this provision, or that job, or this relationship. We don't understand why things are stretched out the way that God does. Why did it take 25 years for God to give Abraham a son, right? Why? But in God's wisdom, that waiting and that timing was perfect. God sent Jesus at the perfect time when Romans were perfecting crucifixion and the population and all the people groups were centered in that area for the gospel, for Jesus to die, then the gospel to be spread around the world. See, it was perfect timing when God did that. So what makes us worry about the timing of breakthrough in our lives? See, would we trust God that his timing, his breakthrough is perfect? See, one of the things I found that waiting does is that it tests our faith. It tests our faith. And what is God really concerned about? Our faith. And waiting tests it. Man, does it test it. There's just so much time to fill in the gaps that you and I start coming up with things like this. Well, I guess God doesn't care. Or maybe God has forgotten about me. Or maybe he's unwilling. Or maybe God's mad at me. Maybe I've done something wrong. And see, all of those things start to fill in the gaps when we're waiting for God to come through. Is this true? And that's the kind of stuff that builds your faith. That's the kind of stuff where you take that to God and he helps you work through it in this waiting period of you to see that breakthrough. That's the kind of stuff that God says, yeah, I'm actually concerned about that stuff. Yeah, go ahead and ask me or wonder if I'm mad at you so that I can encourage you and keep reminding you of my faithfulness and my love in your life. Those are the kinds of things that work on our faith. Waiting tests our faith. And see, we can get into all kinds of trouble in our faith towards God when we're waiting. Abraham struggled. You know that? He struggled with it. And what did he do in his struggle? He made up his own plan because waiting was too long. And I wanted to share with someone here who's been doubting God and even in their unbelief towards him, you have this unbelief because it's so painful to wait through it. I just wanted to tell you that your unbelief and your doubt is normal. Did you know that? That your faith, your wavering in your faith and your trust in God is normal. And if we could all realize that, then maybe we could be in a better place for our faith to be built up if we would normalize that we wrestle with doubt and we wrestle with faith. And I'll show it to you by the scripture, because it says in Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. If Jesus is perfecting our faith, then what does it imply about our faith? It's not perfect. So this is part of our journey of having a faith in God, is allowing God to perfect our faith. And what if wait is the process of him perfecting that faith? Because it allows us to struggle, allows us to question, it gives us the time, it gives us the space to show up in all of these moments, so that when we finally experience the breakthrough, our faith has been tested and it's strong and it's able to withstand more. And God's perfecting it. See, one thing that stands out for me of the context of that verse is it implies that we are going to struggle with our faith, and that's okay. But God is the one who says he's the one who will perfect it. He will perfect your faith and your unbelief. You know, another version of the theme verse for Hope Chapel this year in the ESV, it says this, and have mercy on those who doubt. If you want to make a difference in someone's life, then don't look down on them if they're struggling with their faith. You know, sometimes we could, in our strong faith, how could you doubt God and how could you not believe him? But that's the exact place that maybe a lot of us could be in. And what if we had someone who was strong in faith say, it's okay. It's okay, because in your confidence, if you have such great faith, oh, God's going to work this out for you. And then you can build up their faith by not pushing them down and making them feel shame and guilt for wrestling with something that I think is actually just pretty normal in our lives. God, are you going to come through? How many of you have thought that? God, when are you going to come through? And why is this happening? All those things are normal. You need to hear this morning, but I want you to know that God says he's perfecting that faith that you have towards him, and the breakthrough that you're looking for. Hope for it. Work through it. Come on, keep going with others around you and wait through it. Embrace the wait. It's part of it. It's part of life. We're waiting for him to come back, aren't we? He's returning, is he not? But what are we doing right now?
Waiting.
But he says he's coming, and so we have to pray the last verse of the Bible, Revelation. Come, Lord. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come on. But in the meantime, what are we doing to help other people around us? How are we making a difference in people's faith? Breakthrough is about you. In Philippians 1:6, and all. How many more minutes do we have? Are we done? Is this... I want to pray for you, but I don't want to. In Philippians 1:6, it says that I'm sure of this, that he began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. You know, the breakthrough that you're wanting is really about what's going on inside of you. You know, outside circumstances and these things that we, oh, God, this is my breakthrough. Listen, really, the breakthrough is about you. It's about what God's doing on the inside of you. And Philippians 1:6 says, I'm sure of this, that he began a good work in you. He'll complete it, just like he'll perfect and complete your faith. And so would you trust him this morning that God is compassionate, he's merciful towards where you are and what you've experienced and you're working through and you're waiting for these moments in your life for your healing, for your relationship and like, listen, whatever it is that you're looking for breakthrough, in all those things, God has compassion on you. He wants you to know he hasn't forgotten about it, that if you would wait for him, if you would trust him, that you just need to be encouraged today to continue to follow through with him and just to know that he hasn't forgotten about you. And he knows about the things that are on your heart and that he's going to complete the greater work, and that's what's going on inside of you. And that's the breakthrough that he wants for you, to have peace, to have trust, to have faith, to have that patience, to know that he's a good God and he's for you. If you would just close your eyes, I want to pray for you this morning. Lord, I just want to ask that you would minister to those here who are wrestling in a place of needing breakthrough, of needing you to come through only the way that you can. Lord, there's only so much that a human being can do, but God, with you, all things are possible. And so, Lord, I speak faith and courage and Lord, the breakthrough moments, they would come in Jesus' name over our lives. Lord, we just speak the things that we're looking for in breakthrough. We just speak faith, and Lord, we speak hope, and we speak, Lord, your confidence through your word, that you will complete the work, that you will break through in these areas, and that we will see you, Lord, that we can trust you, Lord, and in these areas, we're going to be able to rejoice that, God, you have come through for us again, and you've never let us down, and you've been faithful, and you've been good to us. So, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, minister in only the way that you can, the breakthrough that we all need. And Jesus, it's really you. So we bless you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Pastor Paul, do you have any...
Mike, well done. What a perfect message. I'm going to invite all of you to stand to your feet. We are going to sing a little bit of this song. I think it's important because of the message. There should not be one of us that is not anticipating some form of breakthrough. If you have any passion, if you have any life, if there's anything that you're believing for, there should be something out there that you're waiting on God for. How many, just by show of hands, saying, I'm pressing in to believing for? Look at the hand. So what an appropriate message at this time. And as we expect God to do through our life groups, and I'm grateful, thank you, Mike, for reminding us that it is the network that God brings that allows us to say, don't despair, don't despair. So let's sing this one chorus, and then we'll be back to dismiss you. David, go ahead and lead us on.
It's your breath in us. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in us. So we pour.
When I look at this grease board drawing, so the leveled out where so many of you have crossed over and becomes now a support system, I'm grateful for the many people in my life, so many of you who have pressed through that line, you can see that, and have overcome that area. And it's that group of people right here that now reach the lower echelon to say, come up higher, come up higher. This is a doable, winnable thing, this breakthrough of yours. So we can never say we do not need somebody in our life. We sure need somebody that's already pressed through that. And that's the beauty of discipleship. That's the beauty of fellowship. And so we want to just welcome each and every one of you. Be a part of what God's doing in one another's lives. So Pastor Mike, thank you. Would you thank him once again? We're so grateful. I'm going to encourage you, Mike and Emily, if you don't mind, if you would make your way to the glass doors back there, and let's just make sure everybody gets a chance to say hello to you and welcome. Father, we just love you, and we want to thank you for the good things that you are doing in our lives. And oh, you sure have seen it in Scripture through people like Abraham, but we've got the Abrahams and we've got the Sarahs right here in this very church. And even for our guests who are here, Lord, we believe you are going to bring a breakthrough in such a way that everybody's going to see that's the hand of God upon that person's life. So we bless the word of God over us. We speak faith over you, O Lord, who is the author, finisher, perfecter of our faith. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you out for free donuts and coffee. I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel Huntington Beach. It's our desire to share Hope Chapel's teachings globally, and we'll be excited to hear how they are empowering others to live for Jesus. If this message has brought you closer to Jesus, we'd like to know. Email us at office@hopechapelhb.org. And if you would like to support this ministry financially, you can give online securely by clicking the Give button above. If you're interested in Hope Chapel contacting you, fill out the Get Connected tab below. Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. Again, thank you for joining us.